board.
Yep. Yep. All right, and we'll counter in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. What's? Aren't you at the point now where you just cut your own hair?
No, man. You're still.
No, man, I won't. You gotta fix it.
I'm holding on to the dream. Well, not the dream. I'm holding on to the hope that I'm not bald, yeah. Which I am.
Yeah. Remember when you worked in Brisbane in the city and there was an advanced hair office above you? And you were real paranoid because the chief thought you were a client?
Yeah. See you next time, sir, when I was in the elevator. Yeah. Fuck
you, bitch. I've still got hair. Shut up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, dear. That's hilarious.
I got a little fucking... I got hit by... I was cutting some stuff when I was shooting a video in the garage. I got hit by a little bit of... I was hacksawing. And I got hit by a little bit of hot metal on my nose.
Oh, ouch.
I got like... You can't really see. I got the tiniest little mark on my nose. But with the light, it's reflected. And it's like making it look really big.
Oh.
Just got to adjust the light there.
So does it sparkle in the light, does it?
Yeah, I'm like a... Yeah, I'm like a nose burn Edward or something.
How did you... What did it do? Fly off an angle grinder or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I was cutting the metal and the spark, yeah. Yeah. Right. You know, it's really embarrassing. You can't see it now, but obviously you'll see it when you see this video. I'm just going to move my headphones. Mm.
Close enough on the camera.
My hair, when they did my hair, the hairdresser's like, oh, how short? And I was like, oh, you know, this short. She's just like, really? And I was like, yeah, do it short. And she's actually like brushed it over. Like she's giving me almost this comb over. Like it's really embarrassing, eh?
Like, is this a hairdresser you see all the time or?
Oh, I go to this. I go to Thalonic Breath because you don't have to make an appointment. You just turn up and wait your turn. So,
yeah, okay.
And it's cheap. But, yeah, she's, like, totally, like, brushed it over. She's like, do you like that? Because when she's doing it, she's like, I'll just style it a little bit for you. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm like, I see what you got here. That's hairdresser code for you're bald. Let's try and cover your bald spot.
Yeah. She was trying to be polite.
Yeah. And now, you know, with the beard and my nice clothes, I'm too hipster now with my clean haircut and...
Yeah.
So what's happening your way?
Fair enough. I've got to do... I know that we don't like doing product placements, especially when they're non-paid ones.
Every video starts with one. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so can I start off this week's non-paid product placement?
Sure.
I'm pointing it into the camera now. I look like a weirdo the way I'm trying to hold it up. But have you ever heard of threadless t-shirts?
No.
Oh, my God, man.
Do you have
my one? Wife... I've got two. My wife buys me these shirts with funny slogans on them because we've been married for a long time and she's out of gift ideas, so t-shirts it is when I have a birthday or something.
Yeah, all right. What's so good about it?
And it's like, okay, I don't know how to describe it, but
today, Junior.
It's like two clouds wrapping you up. It's so soft. It's the softest shirt I've ever worn in my life.
Oh, hang on. Well, I'm currently wearing a bamboo shirt, which I claim is the softest shirt. So
how are we going to settle this?
Well, I'm just going to have to get one of these threadless tees.
You get yourself a threadless t-shirt.
Where do you buy them from?
Online? And I'll get myself a bamboo shirt.
And we'll have a soft shirt off. This is the most macho podcast ever. We're going to see which of our shirts is softer.
We're going to have a shirt off after you fixed your hair.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd like to welcome all our LGBTIDZ listeners.
Yeah. We're culturally sensitive. Mm. Wait, is the bamboo shirt a button?
Yes.
A button down or is it... No, it's right. This is a t-shirt. Although, do you wear t-shirts?
Not really. I'm kind of old. I'm old now, so I wear collared shirts.
Right. Yeah. I've been moving away from round neck t-shirts too. I don't know what it is. Why is it when you get older you go towards collars on your shirts?
I've always had a problem with t-shirt because I hate round my neck. Like I'll wear like a V t-shirt if I've got them.
What did your parents do to you?
Yeah. Same thing they did to you.
Yeah.
So I'll wait. What do we do? This is like a fashion... turned into some weird gay fashion show.
Hey. Don't move. I'm just telling you.
All right.
The shirt is the greatest shirt.
All right. Where do I get it? And it's got a cat. Where do I get a threadless t-shirt from?
Internet.
Yeah, but where is it? Just go to
Threadless Tees. It's a massive t-shirt company.
Right. Threadless.
You can't see my video, so I'll describe it to you.
Okay.
My shirt's got a cat on it reading a book, and the cat's reading the book. And the title of the book is How to Kill a Mockingbird. See, it's clever.
Yeah, that is clever. Okay, yeah. Threadless. Everything you can imagine is real. Check out this week's new designs. Can you upload designs, or can only certain artists?
No idea. I had nothing to do with the purchase. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Only wore it.
Are they expensive?
No idea.
Oh, you can open...
I'm like one of those guys that shows up to his wedding and everything's done for him.
Open an artist shop for real.
Oh, there you go. Let's sell We Divided by Zero shirts on there.
Let's do it.
Mm.
Good. Okay.
Who's handling that?
Okay. There's a t-shirt here. Oh, no, that's something else. Who's handling that? I don't know. Our producer.
You're not getting t-shirts, folks. Yeah.
Our producer. Now, who's going to handle getting the producer?
The executive producer. Yeah, exactly. Of course.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so Threadless Tees. All right. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
All right. What else has happened?
Anyway, I watched the rest of your damn... Well, I didn't watch the rest of. I started to watch your damn...
Not mine. Hang on. If you're about to say that Miranda show, haters back off. It ain't my show.
I lasted about... Yeah.
So, what... Okay, well, last week we talked about this, and I said it was just a Napoleon Dynamite... I'll say homage, but rip-off. What did you agree with my assessment?
I did for the fact of, like... how obscure the show is,
and the parallel, and like the parallels I drew with the sibling, the house, the war,
the sibling, the older sister's a bit smarter than Kip, though.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. It's not a direct, but
no,
you can definitely see the parallels, surely.
Yeah, absolutely, in the style. But what got me was the house. I'm like, oh my god, yeah, he's right. As soon as I saw the wide of the house, the shot from the outside.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, you're right. I think you've nailed it. I think it's an homage to Miranda Sings. Yeah, to Napoleon Dynamite.
Homage really isn't when you pay homage. Isn't that like a tribute and you do it and you say you're doing that?
Oh, I thought it was just when you stole everyone's ideas and made $1 million off it.
Oh, no, I don't think that's an homage. I think that's just Hollywood. That's just Hollywood, isn't it? Yeah. So how far did you get into it? I got through 8 minutes of episode one.
Yeah, around that mark. I really tried to stick in just because I wanted to see...
I suppose... Sorry, you go.
I just wanted to see if I could make it through an episode and if the show was actually going to have any substance to it. And then I did what you did and what you told me to do, and I watched the last, like, 5 minutes of the end of the season.
Yeah, okay.
Where she, like, her mum boots her out. But even then...
Yeah.
The character still doesn't get a chance. Like when she has the fight with the mother, the Miranda character still tells her to fuck off. Like she doesn't even.
Yeah.
She doesn't give her one good redeeming quality.
Yeah, that
Colleen woman's got some demons, man.
Yeah. She's not the most stable of people. So. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So I don't think I'll be going back. Has it got a second season? Do you know? Or?
I don't know. I mean, we're obviously not the demographic. I mean, we're not like 13-year-old. Girls, so I think that's the demographic, isn't it?
Or even younger.
What? I can hear your cuckoo clock.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm upstairs today because, I've got the actual space. Yeah.
That's funny. What time is it?
Shall we wait for it to click? It's 9 p.m.
Oh, so we got a while.
we got a couple of minutes. Yeah. Shut up, bird.
This is why we should have recorded at 1 a.m. so we already had one thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, what else is happening?
Did you watch the new Star Wars trailer? Rogue One?
Yeah. I don't know. I just remembered a trailer I just saw this morning, and I forgot to send you a message to watch it first. We can come back to that.
Mm.
Rogue One, what did you think?
I was pissed off at him.
Why?
Real angry.
Why were you real angry?
The dude that's force sensitive, but he doesn't have the force, and he can take out a million stormtroopers at once. What's all this? I'm force sensitive, but I'm not a Jedi. Bullshit. Where did this come from?
That's
you're either a Jedi or you're not.
Yeah. Do you reckon there's like a? Do you reckon when the times when there were Jedi's and they had the Jedi Temple? Do you reckon these force sensitive dudes were like the? They're like the security guards of the police world, you know? They can't get in. They're like, man, I'm force sensitive. Shut up. Yeah. You're a security guard.
Yeah. In Australia, we have the police, and then attached to the police, they have what they call protective services officers. Well, and they're employed by the police, but they're security guards. What's that?
Do you have that? We don't have them here in this state. You must have them just in
Melbourne. Oh. Oh, right. Yeah, we've got them in Melbourne. They're in Queensland too, aren't they? I thought they were in Queensland.
No.
Oh, are maybe it's Adelaide.
Are they armed?
Tasers.
Okay, right.
And they call them protective security officers, and they're like people who want to become cops, and all they get to do is man the train stations.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, that's what force-sensitive Jedi are. They're manning the train stations of Coruscant.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I mean, he looks like a good character. What did you think about it? What do you think about a force-sensitive who's not a Jedi?
I don't know. I guess,
see, the thing is, like, sorry, you go.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know. I mean, I've gotten to the point now where I've just been so disappointed with movies lately, and I don't know if that's because we just expect too much these days.
Yeah.
But I've just gotten to the point where I'm just like, I'll see it when it comes out, and then that's, you know.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I'll just make a judgment then. The only movie that I've, like, let me rephrase that. Every trailer I've seen so lately, none of them have got me excited about the movie.
Mm.
Until this morning, I saw a trailer, which, wow, like, well, a teaser, I guess. It's not even a trailer, it's a teaser, and it's for the new Wolverine movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's just called Logan, and it's based, I think, on the Old Man Logan comic arc of the comic book series.
Oh, okay.
So it's set many, many, many years in the future. Wolverine's pretty much the only mutant left. And because his healing factory can't age, or he does age a little bit, he's got a bit of a grey beard. In the comic book, he's fully grey, but in the teaser, Hugh Jackman's just got a little bit of grey in his beard.
Yeah.
But the way the trailer's done, and then I saw a comment from someone saying this is going to definitely not be like any other X-Men movie.
Right.
The trailer looks really good for it.
Who's doing? Is Sony doing it? Who owns them at the moment? Who owns the franchise?
But it looks that got me excited. I thought that looked really good.
How long's the teaser go for? Can I watch it now while I'm on the podcast? And I'll put it in the window as we record. I'll overlay it. YouTube. Sorry, I'll just jump on the YouTube. And so, is this their way of like getting one more Wolverine movie? Because they can't have Hugh Jackman play Wolverine forever.
I think this is Logan. It's just called Logan. They didn't call it Old Man Logan. They called it. Yeah. Before we start, I think this is him as well saying, "Look, I'm getting too old for this, so this is my final film as Wolverine."
Yeah. Right. So, okay.
Go for it.
Logan Red Band trailer. Is that what?
Yeah. Go the Red Band one. Yeah. Go the Red Band one. Yep.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So I'm playing it now.
Okay.
Shall I leave the sound up or turn it down?
Yeah, no, leave it up. Leave it up.
I'll turn it in. Marvel. Okay, cool.
Logan, this is you too. Charles, the world is not the same as it was.
Oh. Oh, yeah, look, it's real moody.
Yeah.
They're gone now. I hurt myself today.
Can he get drunk? Does the adamantium prevent him from getting drunk?
Yes, it does.
Why is he drinking at a funeral? Oh, fuck. Oh, look at Xavier. The only thing that's real. Whoa.
She's like you.
Uh-oh, New Mutant. Is he going to take her on, or is he going to...
I don't know.
I like that soundtrack. Got his dog tags. Wow. Yeah, it looks really good.
Mm.
Is he going to get the claws out? Schnick, schnick.
Oh, yeah.
It's really like a military type film, isn't it? More than a...
Well, like
a... it's not a... Yeah. Oh, Oh, through the head. Right in the face. Wow, there you go. Oh, yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It looks good. Who's the director? Wow. Like, when it looks, does that come it out? Looks really like dystopian and gritty and
yeah. Yeah. See.
Who's the director?
And it doesn't look like the abominations they've been putting out where they travel back in time and forward in time and sideways in time.
Yeah. Not released till March the 3rd.
Well, that shitty samurai one. Why are you going to Japan and fighting samurai?
I don't think that was too bad. I just...
Yeah.
Who is directing that?
When does it come out?
I'm just trying to find out. Hang on, sorry. March 3rd.
March 3rd next year? Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, all right. How did you come across that? I didn't even know it was coming out.
Oh, it's just on YouTube like I am every night, and it just popped up in the side, you know?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I can't find the director. Yeah. Hang on, maybe I'll just have to Google it. Logan 2017 director. Oh, I should have just gone to Wikipedia, shouldn't I? James Mangold?
No, that's no idea.
No, hang on. Might be him, I'm not sure. Oh no, Matt, hang on. The Wolverine. Oh no, he did the Wolverine. You sucked. Mm. The Wolverine was terrible. Unfinished shibby special effects.
Yeah. And ruined Deadpool. Was that the one they ruined Deadpool in?
No, that was X-Men 3.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh no, the Wolverine. That was the Silver Samurai one, sorry.
Mm.
Yeah, X-Men Origins Wolverine was the shit one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't mind the Wolverine with the Silver Samurai. It had a few flaws in it, but hang on, let me just try and find this. Sorry, people.
That's all right.
Because no, right. being in Australia, Logan is the town. You know, is a town in Queensland.
Yeah, which is, it is.
Yeah. It's a lovely place. If you really want a great place to live in Brisbane, I would consider Logan.
Oh yeah, do that.
Sorry to all our Logan.
You'll need Wolverine claws.
Yeah. Okay, directed by. Oh no, it is directed by James Mangold. Whoops.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Well, don't. You got a second chance, James. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the writer as well.
Well, look, the trailer looks good. See, now you've done it, because you said, I don't watch trailers, I go in just in case.
And now
you've watched the trailer and get yourself excited.
Look, the trailer does look really good, so let's hope.
Yeah, okay.
If the trailer's true to the movie, I think it'll be quite good, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. Because what I was going to say about... Yeah. Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, like, just jumping back to the Star Wars thing, the thing that pissed me off the most was... they've given away who her father was, like that he was involved in the Death Star plans and all that shit. And that's obviously their reasoning for getting her involved in the, like, trying to recover them.
Hang on, the Death Star plans?
Yeah, in Rogue One, I'm talking about.
You reckon that's the thing of Rogue One, that's the guy that designs the Death Star?
Well, they said it in the trailer. He was, like, part of designing it, her father.
Well, that'd be cool, because that eliminates that shitty scene in the prequels where it's those, you know, they're on one of the fire worlds and he's like, we can't let them get the plans for the ultimate.
Yeah, weapon. Yeah.
And you're just sitting there going, is this a parody? Yeah. What the fuck is happening here?
So, yeah. I wonder if, I'm hoping to see Vader rain down some terror though. I want to see him cut sick on some fools. Anyway, sorry, I was just going back to, like, why give away who her father is in the trailer for fuck's sake? Yeah, idiots.
Fair enough.
Dumb idiots, yeah.
But then again, if they didn't and it was going to be a mystery, wouldn't that be kind of like, is this Star Wars Force Awakens? Like, you know.
Yeah, I know. So, I don't care anymore. Yeah. All right, anyway, sorry. What were you going to say? What were you jumping to?
No, nothing. Nothing. Whatever you want.
Oh. I thought you were going to bring up something.
My breakfast? I don't know.
Ah, right. No. Okay. Fair enough.
What are we going to talk about in YouTube world? Who are we going to evaluate?
You're about to say something. You're about to say something. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you bought a unique piece of art...
Ah, yes. Good. Okay, yes. I'm with you now. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. How much would I pay for this unique piece of art?
A few hundred, 500 maybe.
That's a lot 500. Of money.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. And let's just say, you know, just remembering they only make a limited run of these things. So,
okay, right.
Yeah. Right. Then again, you're only ruining Batfleck, so what the fuck does it matter?
Okay, you might as well explain what you're getting into here.
I'm talking about cosplay Chris. Yeah, I'm talking about cosplay
My
Chris.
My buddy cosplay Chris, yeah.
I love his channel. I like what he does. I think he's trying hard to get famous, but that's what you do on YouTube. Go at it.
Aren't we all? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd sell out too.
Yeah.
There are a few flaws in his claims of being an ultra geek in some of the things he says.
Yeah.
M9-111. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you he called the Jawa sandcrawler the Jawa space? Anyway, whatever. I'm not going to.
What did he call? What did he do?
He called it a Jawa spaceship.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. More power to him.
Yeah. All right.
So he does these things called custom collectibles, where he takes shitty Chinese toys that are usually guns, and they make them orange for obvious reasons, so they don't look too much like real guns for kids to play around with. And he turns them into what he calls custom collectibles, where he like gives them a new paint job. And he did Han Solo's gun.
Yep.
But now, like in his latest video,
go back to the BB-8 though before you get onto the.
Oh, the BB-8. Yeah,
so he did a video where he customized. So he made a he made a base for the BB-8, so it looked like it was in sand. He just took some dirt from his driveway. He could have got some sand to make it white, but anyway, which was fine. But then the part that so in the film, BB-8 does the little thumbs up with his little butane burner. Cosplay Chris's answer to this problem. And he keeps... He got a little butane lighter, cigarette lighter, and just taped it into the...
Anyway.
And he keeps referencing Tested as well, like Adam Savage from Tested.
If
they let you on Tested, I'm just...
I don't know that he's quite got those sorts of skills. Look, he's good at what he does. He's a good artist and whatever, but he's made a few of those bases now, and I'm at the point where I'm like, dude, I'll send you a bag of sand. If you're going to run out of dirt out of your front driveway, pal.
If he had a fan mail address, I would definitely send him a bag of dirt. Totally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, so he's got himself hands on a Hot Toys Nightmare Batman.
Maybe you should explain what a hot toy is for people that don't know.
Anyone listening to this podcast would know.
You think so? Oh, yeah. We shouldn't insult our only nerd listeners, should we? Sorry. Yeah.
So he's got a Hot Toys Batman, which I think they're like 500 Australian. Hang on.
It'd be 500. Yeah.
Maybe more. Hang on. Talk about
what it is. And it depends. Some of them run upwards of 1,000, 1,500, depending on which they are and if they're on a limited run. But so what he usually does is he takes these things and he'll like strip them down and he'll give them a new paint job and he'll alter them slightly. So he's taking this hot toy. Oh my god!
Yep.
And he decided he wanted to put the Batman hot toy on a base like he did with the BB-8.
Yep.
And he decided he wanted to make it more weathered because he didn't think the hot toy, which the artists design by hand, these are actual artists who designed these things. Yeah. He didn't think it was screen accurate enough.
Yep.
So the first thing he did was ripped off the belt and cut all the little utility pouches off the belt. I'm looking at him going, you're cutting a fucking hot toy with a Stanley knife.
Yeah.
And he cut all the pouches off and then re-glued them onto the belt because they weren't sitting flush enough. And then he wanted to make the jacket look more weathered, so he took it off and he coloured it in boot polish or shoe polish to brown it off more.
And can I just say, before we get into that, I would just like to throw out there that the jacket, the weathering job on the jacket he did was actually okay. I'm going to give him that.
Oh, he did a great job of it.
I totally rip into the dude, I'm going to give him that.
And then he wanted to mount the Batman, so he drilled through the feet so he could mount it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so what we're getting into is, yes, it's his. He bought it. Okay, Hot Toys, Nightmare Batman is about $500 Australian dollars plus postage, roughly, depending on where you get
it. Fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So he has modified it to suit himself, and he's done this base, but he has altered the toy by drilling into the feet and fucking around with the coat. Now, it's his. He owns it. So there's that side of it. He can do whatever he likes to it, I guess.
Not worth $500 anymore, I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's where it becomes like, I don't know what dollar value to set on it, but to me, I guess, okay, the hot toys are... they're a bit funny to talk about in a way, because like I wanted the Hot Toys Deadpool, but my wife said if you spend a couple of $100 on an action
yeah,
figure,
on a toy,
you are a dead man. Like literally but a dead hard, man.
But it's hard for people. So my wife, for example, would have no qualms about spending that sort of money on a handbag.
Yep.
Because in that world, expensive handbags, like in this world,
but a handbag's practical. I'm going to use it. That's just going to sit on the shelf.
Oh, but not only that, in whatever it is, when you're buying a premium and it's a handcrafted item, it's a piece of art. It's not. That's you know what I mean?
I went out and bought like if I went and got a like an autographed, you know, if I got a, I don't know, a movie still, like a piece of the frame, if they use, film, not digital, I don't know what, but you know, yeah, if I got something memorabilia wise and spent a couple of $100 as art or a piece of artwork for $500, would I get, it's the perception of it is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, it's the perception of it. People think it's just a doll, but it's a piece of art, I suppose.
Well, and for that amount of money, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so they hire artists these aren't, to design these
aren't,
them.
Well,
yeah,
these aren't shit. Design. These aren't shit that we're calling them art just to justify the cost. They are, like, the sculpting that goes into it, it looks like them. It's fantastic work, so...
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant work. Yeah. So I guess the question that has to be begged is, at what point does something become... Like, at what point is something a piece of junk that you can customize, and what point should you respect what the artist has done and leave the thing alone?
That's right. Like, if I went out and bought, you know, if I could afford a Picasso or a painting, and I went and customized it, people would be in trouble. How dare you think you've got the ability?
Yeah. It is. What's the fuck with this Mona Lisa? She watches me everywhere I go. I'm fixing those eyes up.
Yeah, she needs glasses. I'm drawing glasses on her. Ah, that's bad. She needs a goatee. I'm an artist. Yeah. At what point do you have the right to do something or not do it when it's your property? I mean, I suppose the same thing. If you buy the Mona Lisa and you want to, you know, draw all over it and piss on it, that's your thing. Yeah. But people would be like, how dare you? And I get, well... It's hard. Okay, it's hard to compare it to the Mona Lisa because that's a one-off. What's something we could compare it to that's a limited run?
I would compare it to me taking Scorsese's film and recut. Would I recut Goodfellas? Don't think so.
Okay, all right. I was going to draw a different parallel, but that's a good one.
Which is, what was your parallel?
My parallel was, but it kind of supported his argument, I guess, is...
Yeah.
Would you... I mean, okay, a normal action figure is, what, $10, $12?
Yeah.
So this is like a $10, that's a 500% increase. If you were to buy, I don't know, a Ferrari...
Yeah.
And then a Ferrari that doesn't have a spoiler, and you went home in your garage... And put a spoiler on it, and then put a little hood ornament on it, and gave it a different paint job in your garage by yourself. Is it, it's my fucking car, I can do what I like? Or is it, man, that was a Ferrari, how could you...
Well,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think, again, there'd be different schools of thought. I think there would be car enthusiasts and car purists that would say, how dare you touch that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there would be some people that go, it's your car, you make it better if you want to make it better, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. To me, we're no closer on it. I guess...
Yeah.
Yeah, the monetary value does come into it, because I'm like, that's a $500 hot toy you're hacking into there.
But, and this is the other thing, right? If he can
afford it and it's his toy, yeah.
Well, this is the thing. If he doesn't achieve fame and then he wants to sell it, he's ruined it. He gets nothing back, or he'll get $100.
Yeah,
if he achieves some sort of fame, he'll be able to sell it as a customized thing and probably sell it for a grand or 2 grand.
Of course. So, yeah. That's and I guess thing. Maybe I have a problem with... And look, he can't create a new series of videos just for when he goes into this echelon. Yeah. But his normal ones, when he just customizes $2 guns and shit, he calls them custom collectibles. And I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense, because he's turning a $1 gun into a one-off collectible for someone who might want Han Solo's blaster, for example, right? Yeah. They might want cosplay Chris's Han Solo blaster that he made himself.
Yeah.
No one's going to want cosplay Chris's... Batfleck Batman that he's drilled through the feet of. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, the only thing I would is I wouldn't want it because the proportions of his concrete slabs were all out of whack. What is this? A concrete slab for ants?
Yeah.
The concrete and the rebar.
Not,
and, yeah.
I should make it clear. I'm really not trying to knock the guy. Like, you know, more power to him. Go at him. I just think it's an interesting conversation to have about.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seen any YouTube you like? Seen as how we
continue. Francis's latest rage on the new Nintendo. Oh,
it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he's really doing some good work at the moment. Yeah.
And it's so, like, not just the comedy value, but the thought and the comments that have gone in there. Like, the point about it's a fucking tablet, and I taped some Wii controllers on my tablet, and I made one, and just the name as well. Like, he really hits on some really pertinent points.
Yeah.
And does it really well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I found this channel this week, actually, that's really good, which is like a complete departure from all that anyway, that I wanted to tell you about, but I'll just tell you on the podcast now anyway, who cares? It's this chick called April Wilkerson. Have you seen her channel?
No.
She's like this do-it-yourself chick that is a self-taught woodworker, right? She taught herself everything. She started in a garage with a couple of power tools.
What country?
United States.
Okay.
And she makes, like, some incredible stuff, yeah. So, she's got probably, like, nearly a million subscribers by now. I saw her, like, a couple of years ago when she was, like, new to YouTube. Okay. And the reason she started YouTube was, like, I'm starting woodwork. I want to keep a log of it so that I can learn from what I'm doing and stuff like that. Yeah, and her channel's just blown up. Yeah,
300,000 or 294.
300,000. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, from like 10,000 a couple of years ago. Yeah. But it's a really good channel, so, yeah.
She's building a fence.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper
shaker. She builds all her own shit. Everything she needs, she builds. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, I'll have to check it out.
So, anyway. Yeah, yeah. Seeing as how we're talking about YouTubers.
Yeah.
And that 3D print guy, he's pretty good too. Find him.
Yeah, he's all right. If he could get a fucking video out this week, he wasn't having problems with cameras and
stuff like that. Just one of those days, eh?
You know who I like? I like vloggers, and there's this vlog guy, Darren with an I. His vlogs are funny.
He did this latest video.
I don't know if he meant to do it or not, but he did this latest video with the central point of the video was about his breakfast kale or something like that, or burrito or something. I can't remember exactly.
Mm.
And I couldn't quite see the packet though. It was really dark.
Oh, falafel.
Falafel, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if he meant to make it really dark that I couldn't quite see the packet on my YouTube phone, but anyway. Do you reckon he did?
He probably did, yeah.
He probably did? Or did he not? Now he's just calling it that he did.
No, I knew it was backlit. Yeah, I knew it was backlit. Yeah, I did it on purpose. Yeah.
Okay, it was fucking awesome.
I do all that shit on purpose. Yeah.
Oh, hang on, there's number 7. Oh, I'm behind the ball game, isn't
Fuck. Yeah, I didn't release a video this week either. I preset all of those. I uploaded those all last week.
I didn't know there was a number 7. Why am I getting the alerts for you?
I don't know.
It's really fucking annoying. It's turned off again. Oh, that's some nice music. Jeez, I feel like I'm watching some other YouTuber's video with that music. But only done better.
Yeah, right. Anyway, whatever. We don't need to go into that.
Cool.
All right, good. We're over time. We should stop.
Let's stop there. All right.
Yeah. All right.